Shite.
We're back.
Hello there.
Alright. Well,
what's that song
the boys
what's
are back
song
in
actually?
Town
called?
Champions League theme tune.
Well, no, but surely, like, was it written just for the Champions League?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, like, a classical piece?
It's a classical piece by Mozart.
Mozart.
Anyway, welcome back to the show. It's only been a month.
Well, it's not been a month. It's been a month since we've spoke. Which is what you were about to say, wasn't it?
It's been more than a month since we've spoke. We were with Andrew Davey.
You've probably been
what a lovely man.
Probably been in a great mood not listening to us.
Obviously, yeah. That's why
Andrew,
the world's in a better
Andrew
mood.
Davey pod was great. I think we've just been living off that. Past
yeah,
4 weeks.
I've actually retired. I've taken early retirement.
All the sponsorship deals and all we got
I know.
From that. Been mad. We're in the new BMW here. Company lease.
Unreal, yeah. I've got a new Tesla as well, which is class. So
also a company lease.
Thanks, Elon. But no, a real big thanks to Andrew Davey, our most listened to pod ever.
Yeah, and it was great. Like
1,021
really,
listens.
You really got a different view of things, didn't you?
Yeah, how did it make you feel?
I really liked it. I enjoyed it. It was kind of weird because we had a question about VAR. I was expecting it to be like, there's no plans for VAR next week. And then I got
VAR
it completely. I was not expecting that answer at all. So I find that very interesting.
Also, it seems to be like coming pretty soon.
Yeah.
Which
is cool. Which,
yeah, just around the corner.
It'll be on iPads.
It could be at the end, in the metaverse. It could be at the end of this year, like the end of this season, like Irish Cup semis and final.
I trying it out.
By the talk of what he was saying, could be trying it out.
Yeah, I mean, it probably does have to get the point where you have to try it somewhere, so that would make so much sense.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Steps
for
into
it.
The future. Step into future.
Although, you'll miss the controversy. I feel
well,
like
there'll always be controversy.
Like yeah,
I don't know if you saw what happened this weekend. Right.
What would VAR soon. Do about that?
VAR
Light,
what
remember?
What are you referring to?
I don't know what you're referring to. Your weekend in London. VAR's had a look.
VAR had a look. Replay the whole thing. Imagine.
Listen, how was London?
It was good. I've lost my voice due to an unrelated illness. What's that?
Why would it be a related illness?
I think I was singing too much.
Fulham?
I was at the Fulham v QPR match and
give me some songs.
Well, I'll tell you how I lost my voice. 7 minutes into the game, the ball comes to Mitrovic. comes to me and I shout, get in the box. The ball comes to Mitrovic, who maybe somebody has as a first goal scorer. Maybe.
I think it was me.
And then Mitrovic puts it in the bottom left hand corner. I go crazy.
Why
safe
wouldn't you?
To say. I jumped, I leapt into people's arms and stuff. And then the woman in front of me said, I'm sure they heard you all the way back in Ireland. So then, yeah, I just throughout the day I lost my voice even more.
Love it. As long as you had a good time though.
I had a good time. Had a good time. And then I'll tell you this as well, seeing as you asked, I was watching the Chelsea Brentford game in a
live
in a wee well the game has been streamed live
in the metaverse.
And then I looked at my phone and saw Glentoran 2 Corian 2 Glentoran red card and I thought, what on earth has happened here?
I
had to go to the bathroom and compose myself and compose a few tweets.
Yeah, Twitter went mad at that point. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that today.
Thank you. There's no questions on it.
There's thousands, but no answers today.
We probably, I know what people really want right now is for us to give them an up to date.
It's for us just the end of the year.
So thanks for listening. How have you been? How's the son?
Good.
Or daughter?
No, it's my son. No, good. All good. Started weaning now, so.
Nice. What does that mean?
Like getting a wee bit of food.
Oh, nice.
So,
what's he eating today?
Peas.
Oh, why? Yeah. Hence the photo.
Yeah.
Tweet the photo.
No.
Just in case.
You never know. Never know what.
That's class, though.
But yeah.
How are you on a personal note?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I had quite a quiet weekend, actually. I didn't actually go to any games, so nobody wanted me.
Oh, so neither of us were any games?
Well, you were at Fulham.
Oh, I, and the film review comes up after the break.
None of us were games. I see, mate. I went mad.
Whenever we have been, since the last pod, I think we've been to a couple of really good games.
Yeah.
A few interesting games. Glentoran 3. What?
Oh, that must have been that Pine Coast Doors one. That's right.
Linfield 3, Glentoran 0.
We do. Yeah, listen, that was...
That was a mad one.
That was a mad and, one. Didn't go down too well.
You were at Cruise 2 Ballymena 3 the other day.
The League Cup.
League Cup.
That was an absolutely cracking game. You got your money's worth. I will tell you that much.
Well, I'm pleased for you.
And especially for a midweek, I feel like, well, I mean, it was, what was it, one each full time? I think the game at Mournview was Glenavon and Glentoran. It was 0-0 at full time. And those games, all they all just burst into life.
Yeah.
So they did. So, yeah. Very, or maybe it was 1-1, I can't remember. But
no, I think it was 0-0. Yeah, so and it like, went to 3-2 as well.
Yeah, I mean, for midweek, you're thinking, oh, this is grim. And then all of a sudden, just burst into life. So, brilliant. But yeah, I think we'll maybe just go through the table.
Yeah.
And talk about how people have been doing. So
talk about who's sitting where on the table.
I mean, Warm Point or bottom. It's not been very rosy for them this season so far. League form is not great. Bar the opening day win against Ballymena. They haven't won any league games. They've all been defeats, I believe. Yeah, they've all been defeats in the league. Last four, it's been Glentoran. I mean, it's been tough. Glentoran at home, Cliftonville away, Portadown at home, which ended 3-2 to Portadown. So maybe, you know, maybe
that was a big Portadown comeback. A bit unlucky, result, maybe. Yeah.
And then they had the visit of Linfield on Saturday. So, I mean, the fixtures have been tough. And, I mean, looking ahead, they're remaining tough. But, yeah, I think, I mean, obviously, if you're early on this season, you have time to turn things around. And we talked to Barry. We know he will be. He'll be sitting there just looking at
maybe a bit of a concern is only 2 goals in out of the last 5 games.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not great. And, I mean, when you've seen them last season, they were looking pretty fine. Like
they knew what to do in front of goal, but maybe that'll click.
I feel like
Warm Point are really, like, they go through phases, don't they?
And you don't know what you're going to get, but they're a team that will fight back. So I feel like they'll turn it around a bit.
Fight for this love.
They'll make things tricky maybe for their opponents. They'll be in the Champions League soon.
That's a prediction there.
But yeah, listen. There. Listen, above them, talk to me.
Above them is Dungannon. Dungannon, who have scored more goals than Cliftonville, who are sitting top of the league.
Lovely.
Which is crazy. I think last season, Dungannon maybe scored 16 goals, and this season so far they've scored 14. I will need to fact check that, but I'm pretty sure it's something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds
mental. They're pretty mad. Like, the last... You're always getting your money's worth, I think, out of a Dungannon game. The last 5 results have been 3-1, 4-1, 4-3, 4-2, 4-2.
They've also conceded the most.
Yeah, but would you rather be bored and win or lose and be entertained? Are you not entertained?
That's a good question. I feel like that comes up a lot, does it? I think I'd be bored. I'd rather be bored and win. I mean, it probably depends.
It says a lot about
depends,
you.
Probably depends on the expectancy. The expectancy on Dungannon is not to win the league.
Well, hold on. I've just got a phone call from a Saudi Arabian company.
Oh, Buyover?
And they're hoping to buy over.
Is that the name of the company?
Buyover? Yeah, they are a biodegradable fuels company.
Witty as ever.
And they have asked us, to step in as chairman and vice chairman.
In the metaverse?
In the metaverse only? Of Dungannon.
Tell people about your metaverse idea.
I can't. I haven't even... Do you know what?
NDA.
I was thinking about this recently. Now my mind's swimming with ideas. But I was thinking about this recently. I haven't really spoken about my crowdfunding idea publicly on the podcast yet.
Ooh. Do you want a whole podcast for it?
Yeah, so not this one.
Yeah.
No, take over this one. But basically, I'll say no more other than if you see what's going on at Newcastle right now.
Another defeat.
If you are interested to be part of that in the Irish League on a much larger scale, on a much smaller scale, get in touch. Once I reveal my news.
So the deal with Bioware really has happened.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I think with Dungannon, there is sort of that bottom section already that you're kind of seeing in the league table. Dungannon do have a game in hand over the other two, but I think fans will be happy enough that the game seems to be a bit more entertaining. It's a young team. Dino Shields, he's having fun. I wouldn't be too worried at this stage.
No,
I think that they
they're obviously in a bit of a transition.
Yeah,
even the way they play their football and stuff, we've seen at the end of last season, and we've been seeing it this season. And it's working up front.
Yeah,
it's just 100%. Its backs maybe not there yet. So,
and like they're beating the teams that they like need to beat.
Yeah.
Like they beat Portadown away 4-1. Very, very good result.
Yeah.
So,
which, like, start that game, you're probably not expecting that.
No. Say no more. Tell me about Portadown.
Yeah, Portadown, they've had a tough two. Two draws. sorry, I think I'm looking at this wrong. Sorry, no, a draw, a win, and the rest defeats this season. So it's been pretty tough. That opening day draw with Glenavon. And then that win away to Warren Point. But in the last few games, they've played Carrick, which was a defeat. Win for Carrick. That 4-1, which you just talked about, when Dungannon came to town. And of course, that away win at Warren Point. And then just recently at the weekend there, the loss to Ballymena. Actually, they went down to 9 men as well. So, yeah, not good stuff. But
no.
And again, like I said about Warren Point, the game's, I think, feeling that actually, the game's just, every game's tough. Next up for them is Glentoran at the Oval. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be easy, like, to pick yourselves up, especially when you're now missing two players as well. But yeah, I think there's quite a few young players there too, and a bit of a...
I think there's a lot of good going on around the ground,
yeah,
in Portadown, which is class.
I love the thing... Tuesday on thing? Twitter, the Tuesday thing where people can come in and chat with Tipton.
Get a coffee. Tomorrow.
That's great. Yeah. I think that's absolute class, you know. And
question, would anyone be interested if we did that? Answer, probably not.
Someone would come and lock us in.
But no, that is so
cool. It's good.
And like, then the pre-match at 2 o'clock or at 2:30 or something, he chats to the fans about his team, like, yeah, the team selection and stuff.
That's class.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Want to see more of that. So, yeah. Well done, Portadown.
Do you think, I don't know why this is being asked right now, do you think that Matthew Tipton could manage a full-time club in the Irish League?
I don't see why not. I think he's a good manager.
For the likes of, I'm throwing it out, I'm just toxic, like a Larne, could you see him at Larne? Could you see him at Linfield? Could you see him at Glentoran?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Why would he not deserve the chance?
Yeah.
To give it a go. I think Portadown... So we want to lose him. I think he's
no. I agree with that.
He's an astute manager. But yeah, no, I could see it. I don't see why not.
Just throwing it out there.
Something that maybe will happen someday.
With Ballymena, things really did not start too well. They did get their first win at the end of September. That 4-3 win against Dungannon. But other than that, I don't think Dungannon, well, they got away against 9 men on Saturday, but I don't think Ballymena have been very impressive so far this season.
No, I mean, I obviously seen them in that League Cup game, and even looking at that scoreline, you know, the Crews, for me, they dominated the game, they just didn't take their chances. But I mean, you don't take it away from the heart that Ballymena had in that game, and yeah, the belief. They didn't give up. And they showed what they're capable of. I mean, there is a decent team there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not been rosy and it's not gone well for them. But, you know, I think those two wins on the bounce in terms of the League Cup and the league, I think, could drive them on a wee bit and show what they're about. And listen, it's a long out season, and a bad start doesn't mean a bad end.
Ballymena are also, I think, one of those phasey teams. Like, for example, they only lost one game between the 24th of April and the start of this season. Now, granted, there were still maybe like 8 Premier League games. They lost in the Irish Cup to Linfield. But other than that, like, they had a very good pre-season. I know that doesn't count for anything, but like, momentum just seems to have gone. And maybe on Saturday, that's what it took, that winning against the 9 men quite late on. Who knows? You know, they've got a run coming up now with Cliftonville, Larne, at Linfield in the next three. So they're difficult
it's
to play.
It's a chance to prove yourself. Yeah. I think as well, like, we've seen a few fans saying, you know, Davey needs to go, this and that. David Jeffrey's a fantastic manager. Listen, it was only a couple of years ago that they were toe-to-toe with Linfield the whole season.
At the top.
And it was incredible to watch. And yes, the team has changed since then, but I mean, all the teams have changed since then. That's football. Yeah. So listen, top quality manager. I wouldn't want to see him going anywhere. I think he'll turn it around. The players will turn it around. And they'll be the tough team to break down that they've shown.
They are
the
very
season.
Much a cup team, aren't they?
Yeah.
As well. Like,
and there's a chance to win something there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Look at them when you were there on Tuesday night.
Yeah. There's a chance to win something there. So it's not a disaster in my eyes, but
No, I'm not saying that. I just think probably if you'd had expectations at the start of the season, you probably would have put them a wee bit higher at this stage.
Yeah.
I think that's
fair. Listen, I'm going to talk to you about Glenavon.
Talk to me.
Glenavon had 1, 2, 3 draws and a win so far this season.
So far from the middle of September. Oh, no.
No, sorry.
Oh, apologies. Oh, I just thought you were talking about the metaverse.
No, sorry. I've read this completely wrong. Listen.
Hold
let's
on.
Restart
I'll cover
that.
With music.
It also made no sense what I said, because I said like 4 games. There's been more, a lot more than 4 games.
I think you meant since we recorded last.
Sorry. Well, since I've recorded last, it's been 2 draws, 2 losses.
And another
hang
draw.
On, 3 draws and, yeah. And
2 defeats and a win.
Disaster for me, that is. But yeah, I think I was just trying to look back at the start of the season as well, but ignore that. They actually started the season okay. I mean, they had that opening day draw. Where am I? Oh, goodness. They had that opening
do
day draw.
Do you want me
and
to
then,
show you?
No, but then
read,
they had
I've
the
lots of notes.
Then they had the big. They had the big 6-1 win, but yeah, listen, recent form, not great, and I think they're one of those teams I expected maybe to be doing a wee bit better
with the
especially
signings
with the signings they
made.
Yeah, I mean, like Andrew Waterworth and stuff hasn't maybe got all the goals you would have expected. But
he's
Matthew
too much.
Yeah,
Matthew, it's all about Fitzpatrick
doing the business. So, of course, on Saturday he done it as well. Another game with a lot of goals. Dungan the ball.
Blitz Patrick, they call him
Blitz Patrick with the goals. But yeah, listen, I think they're another team that I don't know whether this maybe is something that I think probably is just something I think, but like second half of the season or even when the split comes around, Glenavon really they really kick in.
Yeah.
And they are a hard team to play against.
I think they're all wee fighters.
Yeah.
As well, like they just want it.
So I think like they'll improve on what's been going on. Definitely.
And what's been going on.
But yeah, no, I mean that. Like, I mean, I feel like some of the games they've played, they've obviously played top opposition.
Yeah.
And you know, I think Guy made the point as well. I think was it the Larne game? Was it 1-1?
Yeah.
Or 1-0? Sorry, they lost 1-0. But I'm having a nightmare. But like he was saying, like the way Larne celebrated and all, they're a full time team.
Oh, I love that.
Do you know what I mean? They're a full time team against part time team, and they only won 1-0 and stuff. So I actually kind of get that.
I love when Gary just shouts people out.
Yeah, I get it. But very yeah, they'll be tough going forward. No problems there.
Above them is High Flyers this season. Although obviously without playing on Saturday, they did drop a wee bit. Carrick Rangers, who are doing very very well.
They are.
I think it's nearly a pity that they didn't get that opportunity to play on Saturday. I think Crusaders had a few COVID restrictions, but it actually has been looking really, really good this season, other than defeats for the Carrick had against Cliftonville, Corey and Linfield. Like, you would expect them to struggle against. Like, they've just had plain sailing. They had a nice draw against Larne.
Yeah, that was
super result.
Was really
they've beaten Moran Point, they've beaten Glenavon away, and beaten Portadown and Ballymena. So,
do you think the fixtures have fallen nicely for them?
Possibly.
To take away from what they've achieved.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I still think that they've overachieved.
Yeah.
Taylor's Avenue is obviously a tricky place to go. For other teams.
I suppose that Ballymena win at home, that was the first time they'd beaten Ballymena at Carrick at home since like 1996 or something, or something like that.
Crazy.
Something crazy. In the league.
So yeah, it's great. I think whenever Stuart, what do you call him?
King.
Stuart King. Stuart Little. Whenever he took over from Niall Curry, I think that there was probably a wee bit like, Niall Curry has done so well with Carrick.
Yeah.
And I feel like they've nearly pushed on again.
Yeah.
Which is great. Some of the signings they made were excellent. Like, people who really know the Irish League. A good bit of experience.
Made a good mix of signings.
Good mix. So I think Carrick are a team that everyone's kind of happy to see do well.
Yeah, definitely.
As well, so long may it continue.
Love it.
For them.
Let me talk to you about the Glens.
Come on, ye Glens.
They had that 18th of September, had that away win to Warren Point, expected 3-0 win. But then started some interesting results.
Talk to me.
Crusaders came to the Oval and won 3-0.
Yes, we were there.
We were there, and that was unexpected, very unexpected.
I'd like to publicly apologise. Next day I told somebody I thought it was 4-0. But yeah, you're right. 3-0. It didn't even sort of seem like a 3-0.
No.
Like we sort of said, we were talking afterwards, and I was like, Glentoran seemed like okay with the fact that they were like 3-0. There was no like pushing. It was like,
yeah, I mean, usually when you see a Glentoran team go 1-0 down, even they are like so reactive to that, but it just didn't seem to happen. And then we actually were back at the Oval a few days later.
I didn't leave.
You didn't leave.
Although I have some issues because the social club wasn't open.
I just think we may be really early.
I was incredibly early. I got to the Oval so early that night that I was there before the Linfield bus.
You were driving it.
Connors at the wee.
But yeah, listen, we were back for that game because we bought tickets for that game. It was supposed to be the end of August or something. But Linfield 3-0, and again it was like, it was almost like identical to the game on the Saturday.
Yeah.
In the terms of like, I don't know, Linfield, I don't think Linfield were anything special. They didn't need to be. They just like took their chances.
Yeah.
Whereas the Glens created half chances and didn't really push on. But then away to Glenavon, they got a big win after those two games, but they won 2-1.
Yeah.
And then at the weekend, of course, the 2-2. It was that great goal by Kane to get the equaliser for Corian, but overshadowed maybe by the incident McCarry and Burns. Obviously, everybody's been talking about it.
Yeah.
It's
not Cathar Field that scored, no.
No, or sorry, yes, Kane. It was Kane that basically created it. Ran half the pitch.
Yeah.
Lyndon Kane. Half pitch.
It was crazy.
And
it would be weird if we didn't
talk about it. I want to give it to Lyndon Kane, though, for the effort he put in.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll put that to the panel.
Football goals now go down to effort.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I suppose it's kind of like, it's just, the only ever time I've ever seen anything like that was Kieran Dyer and Lee Boyer.
Yeah.
And it was like, still recording? We're recording in a different colour now.
Yeah, we're in a different colour. Which is what everyone's been saying, really, isn't it?
Yeah, the similarity.
Yeah.
And it is just so weird, and it is disappointing to see. I don't know if that kind of, like, I don't know if that kind of stuff goes on more often in the change room and stuff.
Yeah.
And you do hear, like, the old school football thing, where it's like, oh, you always, like, get back in the change room, put them up against the wall, and, like, tell them what you think and stuff.
Yeah.
But
speaking of experience.
Certainly whenever I was with Duncannon in the early 90s, that's always happened. Boys always like putting you up against the wall and stuff.
Was it like Home Alone? They like hung you up on a hanger.
Yeah, and they went out for the second half, played with 10 men.
And won.
They came back from 3-0 down. But we don't talk about that anymore.
Just did.
But, but yeah, like, I suppose in that game, Conor McKendry has been an absolute.
He has posters.
That was a great tweet.
Ronaldo
from you,
has posters of Conor McKendry.
But I just think the McCarthy thing, I mean, it's kind of, it's disappointing when something like that is like, gets viewed publicly.
And that, for me, that's what the problem with it is. Like, well, obviously, the problem is, like, it shouldn't have happened in the first place. But the fact that it was on TV at the highest level of football in this country.
Yeah.
I don't think it's great. You know, I've seen people talking on Twitter saying this happens in the amateur league all the time. It's like, okay, but the amateur league isn't streamed on
the
BBC. Yeah, you know, you don't have all these viewers watching it.
Guy Lineker,
and like was, kids are watching it and stuff. Yeah. It's, you know, it's not good. And listen, I'm not. I've seen people saying he should be sacked from contouring this and that. I don't think so. I mean,
he's not being sacked. They announced today.
I know, but like people have been saying, like he shouldn't play for club game and all this. Like I think people like things happen. You know,
yeah.
People get carried away. Stupid things happen. They gotta look past it. I thought Mick's response was interesting.
Friend.
I thought maybe it was quite a quick, like, we just need to move on. But, you need to move on, but you probably need to address it as well.
Yeah. But maybe it's the kind of thing that's been addressed quietly.
Which is kind of what he was saying, but I don't know. I think it's one of those things that there's going to be so many opinions on how it should
be. But I think one thing is some other people have been like, oh, this completely ruins the Irish League and how the Irish League looks. But I don't think it has.
No.
There's so much good in the Irish League. There's abundantful things, good things in the Irish League, that this kind of thing, you know, is just, it's something that we'll move on for. It's something we'll remember for a long time.
Yeah.
And you're right, it shouldn't have happened. And it's very disappointing to see, but hopefully we don't ever see it again.
No, hopefully it moves on and hopefully there's less than that.
Do you think maybe for Glentoran, there obviously is a lot of frustration there and expectations are very high, and that goal did lead to be 2-2. Obviously if they had won the game, that would have pushed them into fourth. At least fourth. So I mean, yeah, it's very difficult. I think
they've been topsy turvy, haven't they?
Very topsy turvy. And it's maybe difficult whenever you are a fan of a full time team and you look at a team like Cliftonville, and I feel very proud of Cliftonville. I think a lot of people do. Like, they're doing so well, and we're all really happy to see it. So I think it's maybe hard if you're a fan of like the likes of Glentoran to be like, well, what's going on? You know, for us, like, that's what we want to be.
Yeah.
So
and it's easier.
Paddy McLaughlin's got the United job though now, so
do a better job probably.
Ollie out.
Never said.
He just said it.
That was me.
That was me.
Listen, talk. You want to talk?
Cruise. You go cruise. You were there the other day. Sorry, you want your coffee? You can pause if you want your coffee.
No, listen, we're fine. Do you want to pause?
No.
We'll be back after short break.
Don't pause.
Hello to everyone from Aware NI. We're the depression charity for Northern Ireland, and the Waffle has kindly asked us to share some information about the services that we offer. Our 25 support groups offer regular support for individuals experiencing mental health issues. We also offer a range of mental health and well-being programs to individuals and organizations throughout the country. And if you'd like to get involved in one of our fundraising events, then there are plenty of those to choose from. So if you need some help and support with your mental health, visit www.aware-ni.org for full details of how we can help. Thank you.
Okay, we're back. We're back. The window's open.
It's a bit warm.
Listen, let me talk to you about Crusaders. Hello,
this is Captain
Kim speaking. That's the theme tune the Crews have been.
Hey, party people, it's Stephen Baxter speaking.
But listen, they've had quite a decent season so far. The last four, they've had 3 wins and a defeat in the league. And of course, their game on Saturday then was postponed, so I haven't counted that there. But
of the mads here. I mean, Mr. Abacus.
Sir Albert. They beat Larn at home on the 18th of September. They then beat Glentoran 3-0 away, which was a great result. Then they had that loss on the Monday night to the Coleraine.
The Coleraine,
the Bandsiders. And then the Ballymena went away, yeah. I think this season they'll be doing well. They're sitting, fifth. They're doing okay. A lot of people wrote them off. Thought
expectations were lower.
Thought they might not even make the top 6. Obviously, there's a long chunk of the season to go, but I think the signs are good. I think Josh Robinson's been fantastic.
Yeah.
Controversially. Fantastic signing for them. And Daniel Armour, of course, has sort of come into his own.
Daniel Armour could be up there for Young Player of the Season.
Yeah, absolutely.
I haven't really thought about it, but I think he would have to be up there.
I think it's a good point.
Give it to him now.
We'll award it now. Waffle Young Player of the Season. So yeah, I think things are brighter than maybe some people thought they might have been. But yeah, listen, the big games are coming thick and fast. Saturday, now whether, I don't know, Saturday. Obviously they had that postponement against Carrick, so they've got Glenavon coming up on Saturday.
Could be a bit of a makeshift team.
Yeah, could be. I don't know what the rules are. Like, is it if there's like two...
Just as well I'm here.
Oh, you know, if there's two cases in...
Oh, sorry.
In the NIFL...
I only know on an individual level.
Like, NIFL have their own policy, don't they?
Well, the public health agency would have authority over NIFL.
Oh, Mr. Penn here.
Mr. Penn.
He's got the
return
pen.
Of the pen.
Well, you could make the game happen then, basically.
Well, no, because... Well, it depends on the individual players. I mean, if they're all vaccinated with a... EHA accredited vaccination within the last 14 days, then they are not allowed to leave their isolation period for up to 10 days.
Okay.
Depends when they tested negative last.
Right, okay.
Positive. They can speak to me individually. I'll leave my number at the end of this.
I'll put it out there now. 0756572717.
727571. That's it. Yeah, hit me up anytime. But for any COVID advice, freelance, I'm available.
But yeah, listen, tell me about number four.
Who's number four?
What?
Who's number four?
I mean fourth place.
Who's that?
Florian.
Corian. When you really need to get to a Corian game, because the new ground looks incredible.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I'm moved. But the what they're doing there,
the pitch.
I think is very exciting. Seem to have a lot of... drink promos on.
Yeah, that looked incredible. Prices. Yeah.
It's like,
get me there.
Every drink in the bar for £1.
Don't know if it was that good, but it was close.
It was something like that, which is really good.
No, it was like £2
for two drinks in the bar.
Not that I drink generally or something.
Your dad does. Your dad loves it.
For something cheap. So or it was like three beers for like nothing.
I think that's really good. And there seemed to be like a lot of music going on.
Yeah.
And
love it.
Very cool.
More than a game, they say.
Nice. Shout out to Corian on that. Corian haven't lost a game from August when they were beaten against Cliftonville. They've gone on a very, very nice run from then, only conceding three goals, two of which were at the Oval on Saturday. Very impressive. I think that Oren is just one of those guys, just knows what he's doing.
Whatever's going wrong, he just nips it in the bud, doesn't he?
Yeah, 100%. Look at the size of that dog.
Oh, wow. That is big.
And
as well.
And do you think if Oren was across the water, right, would he be managing in League One Plus right now?
Well, he had that time in Scotland. He kept them up, didn't he?
Kept them up, and then
right at the death,
they were looking good. And I've seen
that's Lassie.
Other teams, other Scottish teams, are like, we would rather have him manage us.
Yeah,
I've read that kind of stuff. So it shows the kind of ilk of that man. Obviously he is a teacher, so obviously he's got a lot going on. But like, surely the world is his oyster.
I think. Owen. I don't see why not. I think he's showing what he's capable of. The only thing you'd love to see for Corian is them getting that league title.
Yeah.
I mean, they've come so close. the last three seasons.
Yeah, the last three seasons. It would be unbelievable. There'll definitely be a trophy in Corian this season, or I will donate £50 to a charity of your choice.
Love it. Remind me about this, people, because I'll forget.
People.
Who's nobody's listening?
What will you do?
I don't have to do anything.
Nice. Quote.
you've also, done this to yourself.
Also, are we all keen on November this year?
I knew you'd bring it up on the pod, so that I have to say yes.
John,
I'm going to say no.
What? Then you have to sponsor £6,000. Nothing to you.
Does that make sense?
That's a week's wage.
That dog is lovely. I'll do it.
It's that time of year again, folks. November is here soon, meaning that we all have to grow moustaches. There's a man that we love and know very well, Andrew Davey. We know him very well.
We're texting him.
No doubt he'll be involved. I was texting him at the weekend. What a good man. He had a very busy Saturday, to be fair.
That's not new, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. But we're all growing moustaches, so if anyone wants to get involved, I think we'll put together a wee GoFundMe page. So get your friends to sponsor you there, and we'll send our money to whatever the charity is. Charity of choice, Grow a Moustache. Any players want to get involved, contact us at Listen to the Wolf.
Contact
us. Contact us. And if you... Oh, here. Do you know what? How do we do this? If you take part and you get a donation of £50 plus, we will get you something. Yeah, I'm bored. It might be maybe a waffle or something.
Fresh waffle.
£100 plus, you get a waffle badge.
150 plus.
150 plus. No.
A coaster.
A coaster. 150 plus.
200.
250
plus.
Mug. Okay, I'll write those down.
Could just go and buy a mug.
No, but
actually, I want to bring that up.
It's charity money.
Have
charity
our mugs. Money. Our mugs are now on sale on NI
Direct.
You can use the high street butcher.
You probably can.
You definitely can. So buy loads of them. No, NI Mug Co.
Yeah, shout out to NI Mug Co.
Partnered up with NI Mug Co. So check them out for all your mug needs.
Yeah. Or coaster needs. Or yeah.
And they've all sorts of things, but they've also some waffle stuff on there now too. So if you want to support us, like, you know.
If you
want to support the podcast, I mean, it's a good way to do it, you know.
Or I will give you my address if you want to just give us money. Or crypto.
Don't send it to him. Well, we also take crypto donations.
Yeah. We're actually starting a new podcast. A crypto based podcast. It's called I'll Tell You Next Time.
But anyway, let me talk to you about Lauren.
We're very giddy because we haven't seen each other in so long.
We're so rusty. Last.
What about Lauren then?
Last five for Lauren. There's been two losses, a draw, and two wins. Crusaders beat them.
Shocking.
Draw with Carrick.
Shocking.
Lauren win at Glenavon.
Nice.
Then the 4-2 win away to Dungannon. And then the weekend there, the loss to table toppers, Clifton Bill.
Yeah.
Again, probably the Lauren, probably needed the win.
Did they need to win it? What makes you say that, John?
Not Cliftonville. They would have went top, but they not. Haven't we looked at that to work it out?
Mathematically, no. But
they would have been very close.
They would have been second.
Yeah.
Lauren, you know.
Okay, so they don't need to win it.
They were doing really
exaggerated.
They were doing really, really well, and then I think they sort of slipped a wee bit against the Crews. Although I loved that game.
Yeah, it was feisty.
It was so feisty. I think it was maybe 9 or 10 yellow cards. I loved it. I think it was a wee bit of a shock result because, and then the game after, they obviously drew at home to Carrick. Great result for Carrick. But Lauren are exactly where they want to be right now. Yeah. They're third after 8 games. They'll be more than happy with that.
They've been a bit up and down probably too, but mostly with the wins. So they're doing all right. Of course, Monday night then, the 25th. Aye, next Monday. Yeah. I don't even know what that is. Lauren will welcome Linfield to Inver, and they're doing like a bring a mate thing. Bring one more, sorry. Bring a mate.
Bring one more.
Yeah, bam. Were you going to be there? This, maybe?
My father said he wants to go, which is interesting. I'm in. Are you in? Do you have football practice?
Practice. I'm a maybe, yeah. I have to play, so.
Who's it you're playing for now? Dollingstown?
Dollingstown, yeah.
Dollingstown's ladies.
No, I just play 7-a-side. 8-a-side. No.
Depends who turns up.
Depends who turns up.
I'm really looking forward to that game next week. Lauren Linfield.
I'd be keen, but I'll see.
I'll see.
Also feel like it'll probably sell out, so.
Hasn't yet.
Need to make that decision quite quickly.
Bring
one more, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The place will be rocking. I'm excited. If you want to lift, let me know. Excuse anyone. Above Lauren at the minute is Linfield. Linfield have had an unbeaten start to the season. The only blemishes on their notebook would be 3 draws against Corian, Cliftonville and Glenavon. So pretty much what you would maybe expect.
Yeah.
Anytime I have seen Linfield play this season, I haven't really been impressed.
No, they haven't.
Maybe the standard's too high, but like they just haven't needed to play well, and they've won. Yeah,
that's the thing about Linfield and the squad that they have, though. Like, they're not even out of third gear, in my opinion.
Yeah,
they're not out of third gear yet, and they don't need to be. So when they get there, it's probably another league title.
Oh, sure. You said last time on the podcast that you thought Glenavon were going to win the league.
No, I definitely didn't.
They're looking good. Manzinga is on fire.
Yeah.
Your defence is terrifying.
What I love about him is that, you know, obviously Shane Lavery was there, didn't get a lot of game time last season. He's hung about.
Yeah.
And he's really took his chance.
Yeah.
And he's looked great, because I think last season he played out wide quite a lot for them.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
he wants to be the main man. I think he's playing more central now, if that be right.
That would be right.
Yeah.
Number nine.
So he's getting the goals and he's loved by the fans. So
He seems like a bit of a cheat code as well, if you know what I mean. Like, he just looks like
double tap
a professional,
X, square, circle,
such a
triangle.
Professional footballer.
R1, R2.
Unlock D2.
Manzinga.
he just looks like a deadly finisher.
Yeah.
Like, and
anytime he gets the ball in the box or near the box, you're thinking this is a goal.
Yeah. Which is class for Linfield to have him, obviously. Linfield Lauren next week is mad.
Yeah.
And I think you'd struggle to predict it, what way it's going to go.
It's one of those very hard to call games.
Yeah. Lauren, if you're listening, I'm in. I was talking to Kenny Bruce the other day.
That's right, you were having pints with him, or you wanted to?
Yeah, he was busy. Or so he says.
I messaged him privately and said, stay away
from I messaged him privately and said, sorry. Top of the league, it's our friends. You red.
Yeah, what a season so far. They've been absolutely excellent.
Two draws. Other than that, win. Yeah, everything's green.
They've been so good. The whole team from top to bottom, absolutely fantastic. Every position is just quality.
Mm.
And for a team that aren't on that full-time model, it's very, very impressive. And I think we did say last season, the Cliftonville look like a team who will win the league in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
And obviously that still is the case. They've gotten even stronger. But I think the thing for me in Cliftonville is, like, everyone always talks about Joe the goal is, but like all over the pitch they're excellent. Like every position.
Well, it was Hale.
Yeah, that Hale got the goals on Saturday. But that's what I mean. Like, everyone's like, you know, he's great and all, and obviously he is. He's the goat. But Joe the goat. But like all the other players, every position is just fantastic.
I think for Rory Hale, obviously he was at the Cruise.
Yeah.
It didn't, like, there's no doubting he's a great player. Like, he is outstanding. And he's a joy to watch. But it didn't really seem to fit for him at the Cruise. It didn't really seem to be like the right fit for him.
But the style, but
this Cliftonville team is just him.
Yeah,
like, it just
100%
is him
as well, that he wants to play.
And it is just like, I think there's something really, like, unbeknown to us all, something really happening at Solitude, like, this season, and they all just seem to have really bought into it. Before we started, we were talking about Johnny Addis and, like, what an unbelievable signing he's been. And, like, they just look like, they obviously lost McCary.
Yeah.
And young Declan Dunn has been playing a blinder in nets.
Yeah.
Do you know? So, and Paddy having that trust in him, it just looks like a real team of people who just have each other's backs.
Not to be the negative, Nancy, but can they keep it up?
Here's Nancy.
Like, can they go all season? Top of the table. Top of the table. It's tough.
It is tough, but I'll give you this, right? Their next four fixtures are against the bottom four.
Yeah, so they have to win them.
And if they win them, you know, those other teams we're kind of talking about, Linfield, Lauren, are playing each other. Like, are we looking at a situation where, you know, a couple of weeks from now, like, Cliftonville are a couple of points clear at the top?
Could be tasty.
And what kind of pressure? Bold? But what kind of pressure does that put in the full-time clubs?
Is it easier to be chasing the top or easier to be at the top?
I think it's easier to chase.
Yeah. I agree.
But I'd rather be chased. We'd rather be at the top, do you know?
So you would
fate in your own hands.
You would chase yourself.
In an ideal world. Probably in the metaverse.
Yeah, true. You do whatever you want there.
But yeah, will we just... Is that us? Yes. Yeah. You'll be glad to hear if you've got to this stage of the podcast. Fantastic.
Do you want any predictions?
We'll send you a mug.
Listen, now, let's quickly get some predictions.
We're going to have more mug competitions, so get involved.
Are we?
I've decided. And badges.
Coming out of your
wallet. If anyone wants a badge.
Anyone wants to sponsor the competition, let us know.
And also, remember Movember.
Remember. Movember is common.
Remember Movember. Anyway, Dungannon Carrick.
I'm gonna go for a Carrick win, but I think it'll be like
8-8.
How would that be a win? I think it'll be 3-2 Carrick.
3-2 Carrick. I reckon at least 5 goals. Okay. I'm gonna say 4-3-0. 3-0.
Oh, a draw. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, 3-0. Ballymena Cliftonville.
I'm asking you first.
Ballymena 0, Cliftonville 1.
Okay,
Joe Gormley, 88th minute.
2-1 Cliftonville.
Corey and Warren Point.
Can't see anything but a 4-0 Corey and win.
Well, can't see anything.
What I mean, sorry, I meant to say I can't see anything but a Corey and win. I'm going to go 4-0, but I said it really weird.
Crusaders Glenavon could be an interesting one.
Yeah.
However, we have always said, oh, that'll be an interesting one, and then the Crew just win.
Yeah.
A minute.
Yeah, I think maybe 2-0 Crusaders.
Yeah, I think maybe Glenavon will score 2-1.
Okay.
Glentoran poured it on. Hopefully just nothing controversial happens.
3-1 Glens, I think.
Yeah.
A win, yeah.
Jay Donnelly. I think, we didn't mention this, but how good has Jay Donnelly been this season?
He's been excellent. Absolutely excellent. Expect nothing less, though.
And then the big one next Monday night, it is Larne v Linfield, which I think is on Sky.
Yeah.
If you're a Sky payer.
Subscriber.
If you subscribe to Sky. Who knows? It would be my prediction. It could be very tight, which I would fear.
I think I'm going to go Linfield. I think Linfield will.
Linfield away.
They found it hard up there in the last few games they've been there, but I think this is their third game. 2-1 maybe.
2-1. I might go 1-0.